we are studying about tithe and giving to God. Up to now we learned first giver is God. God gave everything what we needed. He gave it to Adam. He gave it to Noah. He gave it to Abraham. He gave it to Isaac. He gave it to Jacob. From all these examples, we learn that Abraham was the first one to give us teaching about giving to God tithe. And all of these things, when we learn, God never forced anyone to give anything. First of all, He gave it to us. And then the Word of God says, when you receive it, you give it. God never forced anyone to give anything without He giving us first. Let's read the Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 17. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17.
Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given.
What does it mean? He is trying to say, God has already blessed you. If God has blessed you, then He says, every man should give. If God has blessed you, your duty to give it to the Lord. Now some people say, God did not give me anything. There was a blind man, and there was the man who had everything means eyes and hands and feet and strength and health. But the blind man was a rich man, and the person who didn't have anything was a poor man. And he started complaining. He said, God has not given me anything. So this rich man said, sir, come here. Do you have eyes? He said, yes. Give me one of your eyes and I'll give you the money. And he said, a large sum of money. Give me your one eye, I'll give it to you. And he started thinking, one eye, that much worth? And another eye, how much will worth? And then this hand, and this hand, and heart, and everything, he start calculating. And the man says, make up your mind, you want more money? And he start raising the money more. The man says, no sir, I have everything. I don't want to give my eyes. God has given me everything. What I'm trying to say, God has given you everything, but sometimes you do not have value what God has given to you. We always think, I don't have this, I don't have that. Why don't you sometime thank God what you have? Amen. There are people in the hospital, they cannot breathe. Amen. There are people in the hospital, they cannot walk. They have lots of problems. When you get up early in the morning, what are you supposed to say? Thank you, Jesus, that I'm alive. Thank you that each and every organ in my body is working. Sometimes you don't even thank God that you're alive. When you start thanking God what God has done for you, Word of God says when you are thankful for little things,
yes, sir,
He will do great things.
Amen.
Even though somebody gives them something, their relatives or their friends or their mom and dad, they say that's their duty. I don't have to thank them.
True.
Thank God that you have good friends.
Yes, sir.
Thank God that you have good mother and father. Thank God that you have good neighbors and good friends. We have to be thankful to God. The Praise Word of God says, every man shall give.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't say some people should give, only rich people should give, and the poor people should not give. There was a man and he said to his daughter, he says, don't give tithe. Let the rich people give tithe. Give your tithe to me. I am poor. What the Word of God is saying? Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord. How he is able? If God has given you $100, What do? Give $10 to God. If God has given you $1,000, give $100 to God. As he's saying, as God has given to you. Some people have more money, some people have less money. But whatever you have, give accordingly. That's what he's saying. So the God is the one who gives to us. He says God gives seeds to the sower. When God gave you seed and you sowed, and when the harvest comes, don't try to eat the seeds.
True.
If you try to eat the seed, next year you will not have harvest. So if you are a farmer, you know you should be thanking God. Farmer just sows and sits there. He doesn't know when the rain comes or how the crop is going to come. He said the sower sows and he goes to sleep. Means he trusts in the Lord that harvest is coming. Once you sow in his kingdom, is coming. Now some people say, but I give to the Lord for 1 year and nothing happens. Somebody says, I give 5 years and nothing happens. What is it? If you give 5 years and nothing happens, something big is coming. You understand? Because when you sow the grass, it might come within a week. But if you sow the apple seed, the mango seed, or some good seed, it will not come within a week, fruits. You have to wait. Once you start getting your fruits, there will be no lacking. God has given me everything. Sometimes he says, oh Lord, give me job, give me children, give me house, give me good car, give me this, give me this. Everything you're asking God, and God supplied. What did he do in return? Nothing. He did not even thank God. God did not give everything to brag about. He gave us things to thank God. Glorify God what God has given to us.
Right.
And when God gives to you, don't give anything grudgingly. If you start saying, you know, God gave me $100, but I have need for $500, $1,000. Why did he give me $100 only? In that case, I'm not giving tithe this week. Because he's supposed to give me $1,000, he gave me only $100. And what do you do then? You said, okay, I'm not giving this week. And so you took the seed and you ate it. Instead of giving to $10 to God, you didn't give it to God. And so the next week, you got a more disaster coming. What God is trying to say, you keep on sowing whatever you got. You don't grumble. You say, Lord, I wanted to give it to you, but see, you know what happens? If you would have given me $1,000, I had the bills $900, and so I would have given you $100 easily. Now you gave me only $100, and how can I pay $900? Now I'm not giving. You have to be thankful. Okay, go to the book of Exodus, chapter 25, verses 1 and 2.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering.
Now what the Lord is saying to Moses, tell the people, bring the offering. And then what he's saying, bring the offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. And that money you should take. Now, all these children of Israel, where are they? Where they are in journey, right? And somebody will say, I am in traveling. I didn't make any money. I don't have even a job. Or how should I give it to the Lord if I don't have a job? Then God will be taking their offering. It will be against the God's will, right? If you study, children of Israel, when they left Egypt,
yes, sir.
God said to them, ask your neighbor the silver and gold and everything, and I will change their hearts and they will give it to you. And they got lots of money. Silver and gold and all kinds of things, they got it. They didn't give it to the Lord, say, Lord, we got $1 million worth. They didn't give it to the Lord. They said, okay, let's make the God who can teach us how to go.
Yeah.
Now, how foolish can be, God give you silver and gold to be blessed and be useful for the glory of God, and they start using that money, gold and calf.
Yeah.
And that's what people are doing.
Right.
Now, somebody says, I'm not making gold and calf.
True.
Oh, you are doing it. I'll tell you what your gold and calf is. You don't have money to buy grocery, but you have jewelry hanging on your necks.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have money to give it to somebody, you have diamond watch or diamond jewelry. What that doing it? Is that helping any God's work?
True.
No. Is that helping any poor person? No. Is that helping you paying your bills? No. Once you go to the jeweler and spend $1,000 for your necklace or whatever, and you bring it to your house, and now you have problem and you want to sell it, or you want to go to that same jeweler, he say, okay, $1,000 worth thing. Can I get $100? Can you give me $100? Say, okay, give me your jewelry. I'll keep it. I give $100. He gives you $100 and he charges you 10 to 20% interest.
Yes.
So if you don't give that $100 back, now your jewelry becomes like a $200 or $500. Finally, you said, I don't need it. So what foolish thing you did? You bought the $1,000 jewelry, you lost it for $100. You start using what God has given to you, give it to the Lord, and He will give you wisdom how to earn money. He gives you wisdom how to make wealth. Now here is saying, now they made a golden calf, everything is done, some of the people died, 3,000 people. Now this is the time to make the tabernacle. That's the time God is telling Moses. Now there might be some people still have silver and gold. He says, tell the people, give it to the Lord. And how he saying, give now willingly from your heart. When you made the calf, you gave it willingly, right? Now we are going to make a tabernacle. How do you do? Give it willingly. Once you start giving willingly, then the blessing comes. If you read this chapter, people got so much wealth and so much money they bought. This was not tithe. This was sacrificial offering. So Moses has to say, stop it, don't give it anymore. We have more than enough. I didn't hear any church yet.
Yeah.
People start giving and say, please don't bring any more. We have more than enough. So here the word of God is saying, give, first of all, think in your heart. If God has given me something, what should I do? Give it to the Lord and He will multiply it. Let's read the First Chronicle chapter 29 verse 6 to 9.
Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds with the rulers of the king's work offered willingly. He gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy.
Can you imagine? In the sixth verse it said, they gave willingly. And who gave? The priests, the kings, the captains, and every person who was able to give. How did they give? Willingly. Gold, silver, iron, everything what is needed for the house of God, they give. Nobody has to force them. They said they give willingly. And when they give, it says, Then the people rejoiced. Not only after giving, sit down there. Oh, I was carried away. Pastor gave preaching about giving. I was holding that $10 for my gas and I gave it. Why did I do foolish thing? Then you would not have anything. There is a story about the one lady, and the lady had one child, had the 27 disease, one child. I don't have time to tell you whole thing. Came here for the long distance, and I stayed here for a week or two, and I lost all of my money, and my child is not healed yet, and I'm going to go back to my home. I have only $20 bill for gas, and I'm going home. And when she was sitting there, what she thought, the offering will be taken end of the service. So she thought, I'm going to sit in the meeting. If he buy in case, if he prays for my child will be healed. If not, before the offering comes, I'm going to get out of this house. And so I will save that $20. That's what she was thinking. Now here the preacher comes and says, today I'm going to do a new thing. Today we are going to take the offering first. Instead of last. Now who told the man? God told him to do this. Now the lady starts scratching her head. Now first offering. Not only is their first offering. He said something like this. Give everything and best thing what you have. Now the lady says, best thing and everything, I have only $20. So she came running and put that $20 there. As soon as the offering is over, he said, there is a lady sitting here. And he told her the town she came. And she said, I can see her from such and such a house or such and such a town she's coming. Now she comes to the parking lot. Now she comes with a baby and she's sitting here. And the baby has the 27 disease. And God is going to heal right now. And all those diseases were healed instantly.
Amen. Amen.
And when people saw this miracle, people start coming and shaking her hand and putting money in her hand. She got so much money in her hand, she went to the bathroom and started counting the money. She said, when I counted the money, it was more than I took to the meeting when I went for 2 weeks. And pay the hotel bills and every bills. And she said, I have more than enough when I came out of that bathroom. Who did it?
Amen.
God did it. But if that lady was sitting there and murmuring, he never prayed for my child. And now he says, give everything and best thing now. That's what people don't like to hear. But if you give it to the Lord, you will never ran out.
Sure.
And when they gave willingly, they rejoiced and they were happy they gave it. Now that lady might have thinking, thank God I gave it to the man of God. There are so many churches, I told you, the pastors are not giving their tithe. So their churches have problems. But the word of God is saying, when you give, God gives you back. Here also said, they give it from the heart. 2 Kings Chapter 12, verse 4.
And Jehoash said to the priests, all the money of the dedicated things that is brought into the house of the Lord, even the money of everyone that passeth the account, the money that every man is set at, and all the money that cometh into any man's heart to bring into the house of the Lord.
First you think, am I giving willingly? Am I giving grudgingly? Am I giving joyfully? If it comes to your heart that you're going to give joyfully, then bring your offering. And if somebody brings the offering to the Lord and their heart is not right, God doesn't want the offering. Go to the Matthew chapter 5. Maybe start reading from 23 or 24.
Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath fought against
you, and bringing offering to God, but what did you do? You fought with your brother.
Yes, sir.
And now you're going to church and say, you know, God might be angry at me. I said so many foul language. I did something. I might be broken his tooth or something, but I'm going to give a biggest offering this day. And so God will be pleased. That's what they thought. If I give it to God, God will be happy. He said, hey, read a little bit further.
Leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother and then come and offer thy gift.
Yes, sir.
So what he's trying to say, I don't need your money. I don't need your offering. If your heart is bitter, if you're fighting, if you're having grudge in your heart, and you think I'm giving to God so God will bless me, he said, no way. Go back. Go where? Go to the person and say, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry what I have done. Could you please forgive me? I forgive you. And have a clean heart. And then give it to the Lord. Then God will take it. Some people say, okay, I will rob the bank and give it to God. There are some people doing it. They are robbing the bank and they are giving to poor. And they're saying they are doing good things. My family is hungry and thirsty and my children are dying. I can go and kill some rich man and get his money. And I don't think God will be angry at me. Bible teaches when you work hard, God will give you increase. What the word of God says, we read it in them. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. The man who meditates the word of God day and night, do not have any companion or fellowship with the ungodly people, and that person, whatever he does, prospers. So God wants you to be prosper, but you cannot say, okay, I'm not going to work, I'm just going to be lazy, I don't want to work hard, and I want money coming somewhere, somebody should give me money. And I pray, Lord, I pray somebody give me $10,000 right now. It will not come. God is looking at you, how much faithful you are. How much money I gave and what did you do with that money? So the word of God is saying, God says if you are lazy and you're not working, you are not supposed to even eat. That's the Bible teaches. Bible doesn't say if you don't have money, go and get it from somebody. You have to work hard. You have to work, and when God gives you $10, $1 belongs to God. If you make a dollar, 10 cents. If you make a 10 cents, 1 cent is belong to God. So what the word of God is saying, your heart should be good when you're giving to God. If you don't give willingly and thankful heart, if you give bitterly, and if your heart is not right, and your money is not right, don't give it. Sometimes, do you know some people do? They sit in the church and they don't have it in their pocket. They whisper, offering is coming. Could you give me a dollar? Or could you give me $5 to put it in the offering? They think nobody, pastor doesn't know. God doesn't know. So when somebody comes, I give it and somebody says, that person had the money. You don't have to impress pastor. You don't have to impress the person who comes to take the offering. God has already seen. You took it from somebody. Our God is wiser than anybody else. Book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13, he says, anything is not hidden from his eyes. His eyes open and he sees every hidden things. You can do anything behind the curtain, behind the wall, underground, anywhere. God's eyes can see anywhere. God wants willing heart and a clear heart and joyful heart. Go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, and start reading from verse 8 to 10.
It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine.
Okay, now what did he say? When you give it to the Lord, and the 8th verse we read, you will have health. And here he says, and your barns will be filled. Plenty of goods and good health. The people who do not give it to the Lord, why should God give them health? When you make money, can you make money when you're sick in the hospital? No. If you have a job and you take a sick leave, and some people doing that, they are healthy. And they take a sick leave and stay home saying, I'm sick. And taking the money from the job. You are not even sick. And God is watching. Okay? You won't be sick? Sit there and get the money. How long you're going to get sick leaves? There is a limit. There might be have some limited sick leave. When that is finished, then you will not have anything. Then somebody said, okay, now I'm going to go on disability. Okay, then get a disability. How long? You want short disability or you want long disability? I'll take a long disability. Now you're taking a long disability. You are not disabled. But you got the lawyer. Lawyer said, okay, what's your problem? Oh, I'm having this problem, that problem, my sick leaves are finished and this and that. Okay. Now the lawyer said, go to the doctor. Now those lawyers have some doctor trained to make you disabled. And they will say, okay, give the spinal injection in a spinal cord. And then you say, oh, you have to come back again. And you come back again and you say, okay, now this disability gives you 80% of it. But if you are more disabled, then you will get 100%. Okay? Make me more disabled. And that's why the people are doing it. There was no sickness, nothing. Just stayed home with 1 or 2 days to enjoy sick leave and end up with disability. And then they go to the church. Could you please pray for me? And if that pastor prays, nothing happens. They go to another convention. Could you please pray for me? Actually, they don't want to get healed. If they get healed, the money will be cut off. So they don't want to get healed. And then they say, I went and went and nothing happened. God doesn't want to heal me. I don't want to go to church anymore. I don't want to give tithe. Nothing. Whose fault is it? This one man said, I'm not going to work today. What is your problem? My earache. So go to the hospital. Doctor said, what's your problem? Oh, something is wrong, my ear. A doctor said, okay, let me check. He get some kind of water gun. Let me clean your ear. Come home. Now with a hole in the ear. And so much pain. And he starts saying, you know what? I had no problem, but I just lied to the doctor. And now, doctor made some problem in my ears. And there was preacher was preaching and he stood in the line. Tell me the whole story. And then he told the story. This is what happened. I didn't want to go to work. And I went to the doctor and told this thing and this thing happened. Could you repent and say, I will never in my life lie and I will never do these things again. Then only God will heal you. And if they do it from their heart, sickness will be gone. Let's go read from the beginning. Read at least from verse 3.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. So you should be merciful and you should be truthful. And if you live in truth, and what is the truth? The word of God says, Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. And what the Jesus said, ye shall know the truth and what? Truth shall set you free. People listen and listen and listen, but they don't want to obey the truth. How are they going to get blessed? Okay, read.
So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
Okay. And doing the will of God, then he says what? So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So that's what he said. If you really love the Lord and if you do good things, God will do good things to you. When you love the Lord, and then God will have some compassion, and the man will do some compassion. So God does that. Okay, 5.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Okay, trust in the Lord. And what is it? Lean not unto thine own understanding. That's what he said. Don't lean on your understanding.
In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Okay, that's what he's trying to say. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. If anything I'm doing wrong, and the word of God is saying you are doing something wrong, you should stop doing wrong thing. Let's read verse 8 now.
It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.
He can heal those diseases, incurable diseases. And not only that, then we read the verse 10th. Go to 10th verse.
So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine.
That means once you start doing the right thing, you get good health, your barn will be filled, mean there is no room to keep it in your barns. And everything what we need will be plenteous, including your health. Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. Abraham gave tithe to Melchizedek. That's what he's saying.
And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand, and he gave him tithes of all.
Now Abraham gave tithe the first time, whatever he got, tithe from all stuff he got. First of all, God blessed him, and then he blessed God with finances. And then what happened? Go to Genesis chapter 15, verse 1.
After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
He said, Abraham, you gave me all tithes. You were so faithful. I protected you from all these enemies. I am going to be your shield. If God brings the hedge of shield around you, you don't have to worry about anybody. He can protect your wealth. He can protect your health. I am thy exceeding great reward. You give it to the Lord, you will always have plenteous reward coming to you. You will never, never, never be beggar. I never heard anybody. I gave it to the Lord everything and now I'm beggar. Look what, I gave billions of dollars and now I'm begging for bread. Doesn't happen. God says whoever serves me, he or his children will not beg for bread. He says the young lion will go hungry, but the person who trusts me and believes me and worships me, they or their children will not beg for bread. I never heard it and you will never hear it. If you give it to the Lord, you and your children and children will be blessed. Let's go to the Malachi. I'm going to bring one more point. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 and chapter 3 verse 11. Okay.
Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Okay, now what did he say here? Prove me. If I'm saying you give it to me, and if I'm saying you will not have room to store it, prove it to me. You do it, and then you will receive it. Here he said, first of all, you give to the storehouse, and then I'll open the windows, and then I'll bless you, but you prove it to me. You say, okay, Lord, you said it, I'm going to do it, I'm going to sow it, and I want harvest. It will come. And then verse 11.
And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts.
Okay, now what he's trying to say, if you give it to me, I will rebuke the devourer. Who is our devourer? The devil. Devil comes to kill, steal, destroy. He is coming as an enemy to destroy you. your finances, your health, everything he wants to destroy. But he said, when you start giving your tithes and offerings, I will fight your devourer. What does it mean? Just like he said to Abraham, I will be thy shield. That means he is saying, I'm going to keep the hedge around you. You remember the Job, the devil wanted to destroy him and he went to the Lord and he said, but I could not do anything. Why? He said, you have a hedge of a protection around him. I cannot do anything. If you love the Lord, if you follow the Lord, he keeps the hedge of protection, the shield around you, and he is your rewarder. He supplies your needs. He said, not only I'll bless you, your health and everything, but your ground will not be barren. Fruit tree, and sometimes fruit comes, sometimes doesn't. He said, you will not have anything like that. And you will have lots of blessings. Why? Because I am watching over you, watching your ground, watching your house, watching your car, and watching your health. Why? Because you're giving to me. You know what? People are saying sometimes, oh, I got sick. Maybe God put this sickness on me. I'm so running around and so I need some rest. So I'm having this good time now. God doesn't make you sick. God wants you to work all the time. You know what Bible says? Occupy until I come. What does it mean? Keep busy. Until Jesus Christ comes, you keep on working. Keep on busy, doing something good. And God will protect your money, protect your house, protect everything. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. This is Jesus saying, if you read your Bible and if they have a red letters, then this is Jesus saying. Okay.
Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
He says, when you give, it shall be given back to you. And then he says, what measure you give, that measure you're going back. But at the same time he says, it will come to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And he says, who will give it to you? You give it to God. God does not throw some money from heaven. When you give it to the Lord, God will raise somebody to give it to you. So he said, you keep on sowing. Keep on giving. God will raise somebody. Or God will give it to you back. And how he gives? Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's the way blessing comes. When you give it to the Lord, you will never, never be disappointed. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Your word says, you came from heaven, you gave up your richness, you became poor for us. With your poverty, we can be rich. Let each and everyone who is sitting and standing in this hall learn to give it to God, not grudgingly, give joyfully and willingly. And they will have harvest, health and prosperity for their life and for their homes and their businesses. Do it for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated.